You're listening to A Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Governor William Jennings Sheffield, Jr. Welcome to the show, Governor. How are you today?
Thank you. Very good.
Better known as Governor Bill Sheffield, you were the governor of Alaska from 1982 to 1986. What was Juneau like back then in the 80s?
Well, it was good. It was a nice place to be, and I look around town now, and there's some different buildings, maybe, but it looks the same, and looks good to me.
Well, good. I'm glad we're doing proud.
And I had a boat here, and so I love the water here, and the fishing, and the boat trips. It was fun.
Yeah, there's nothing like getting out on the water, especially on a day like today.
And I had the hotel here, you know, the Baranoff at the time, and that was a landmark then.
So we're going to talk about some of that. You've authored a memoir. It was recently published, and that's what you're here to talk about today. Your life story is very interesting, both inside and outside of Alaska, wherever you are. Was the memoir your idea, or did other people ask you to write it?
No, it was my idea, and I've had the idea for some time, and I started a couple of times to write a book, and I had an outline, but I never got around to it, really. I was busy doing other things. And then Emily Ricci.
She's here with us today, too. Hi, Emily.
Emily Cotter, Once Upon a Time. And she worked with me at the Port of Anchorage for a while and got to know her well. And so she moved back to Juneau. And so we started to talk about my book, and so she come along and help me, and I'd dictate, and she'd write with a computer and use some better words than I would use. it took a while, and we'd read what we did and change it and play with it, and I guess maybe about a year and a half, and we got a book. What I didn't realize is then you got to publish it.
Yep.
So we did that with Todd Communications up in Anchorage, and then that was a trip, and which I forgot all about, we had to promote it.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing, and getting around the state with the book, and people say they really like it. It's a lot of stories. It's about the old days. I got here in 1953.
Wow.
And I went through things like the earthquake in Anchorage with a new hotel. And so I talk a little bit about that. And
I understand that the 1964 earthquake was the day before the grand opening of your first Travelodge hotel. Is that right?
It was.
So what happened?
Well, it was interesting. We were in most of my employees were in the bar restaurant, setting up tables and putting the whiskey bottles up on the racks. And I had some people laying carpet yet up in some of the floors upstairs. And along come a little earthquake, small one. We used to get them all the time, but it's a small one. And shake a little bit. Then the whiskey bottles started to come off the racks and the table started to turn over in the dining room. So my pregnant bookkeeper and me, we crawled out of the building out on the sidewalk, out on the 3rd Avenue, and the rest of the people went out to the back way, out to the alley. And then we're in this earthquake lasted over 5 minutes, so so it was like a long time. So finally the people that went out in the alley in the back, they come through and laid on the sidewalk with us out front because the alley gave away. And then the street opened up in front of us, about 150 feet.
Oh my
opened
goodness.
Up. And then it started to close up again, and there was a crevice left about this wide in the pavement. And this old car come down 3rd Avenue, and his back wheels got caught in that crevice, and his gas tank fell off. And the guy got out and said, "Jesus, I just filled it." And here we are praying for our lives here. And he's worrying about his gas tank. I guess he didn't even know there was an earthquake.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how you missed that.
So there's all kinds of stories like that and you know, some funny. And there was not much loss of life in Anchorage. The big loss of life to the earthquake was like in Valdez or Kodiak with a tsunami.
Yes.
We'd never had one before, you know, and so that was deadly.
And your hotel, were you still able to open the next day?
No. I had a couple at the Travelodge was the one where I was at that day. The restaurant part of the building sank, and we lost all the piping and all of the showers and the bathrooms, you know, and the walls. So we were months fixing all of those things. But I had another hotel down the street, a wood frame, and of course we didn't have any water, had no power. And so we went over there, and the bar was full of people, and they didn't want water, and they didn't want ice. They just wanted a whiskey.
Well, after a shakeup like that, I can relate.
Yeah, so downtown was really shut down for a couple of 3 days.
Well, that sounds so you said there's more stories like that in your book, and I think they sound really super interesting. You've led quite a life from growing up in the Great Depression, being hired by Sears Roebuck and sent to Alaska, to Anchorage in the 50s, to becoming to starting your hotel business. So I think that you'll have a lot of people coming to pick up the book to read all about it.
Well, the big break in life, you know, I was doing okay in the 50s and making a pretty good salary and with Sears Roebuck and doing some things I liked and customer service. And the boss come along one day, as the book says, and said, I've been looking for you. And then once you go to Alaska next month and start TV sales and service in the territory. And I said, I don't know. And he said rather gruffly, what do you mean you don't know? And next week I was on a ship out of Seattle on the way to Seward to catch the train to get to Anchorage. And I never looked back. And I have had a good life. I've had a good life, and I've done a lot of things, and I'm happy.
And I'm happy that you were able to complete your memoir. The signings are tonight at 6 p.m. at Centennial Hall, and on Friday at Hearthside Books, Friday, 5:30 to 7 p.m., first Friday. And I also found a lot of good information about you and the book at BillSheffieldMemoir.com. So I'm glad that website was there, and people can go check that out if they want to know more about you and the book before they buy it. Governor Sheffield, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me.
I'm glad you could make it.